Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, it seems to be the S&P and the Dow and the dollar, although albeit on different opposite sides, that are really enjoying a volatile day. S&P is down 2,600 points as I speak, and the Dow futures on June down 155, but the dollar up 85.7 is really coming back with a vengeance. And here's the market that, you know, in the past three trading days, Monday, Tuesday, and today, Wednesday, we have had volatile flips one direction, the next day another volatile flip down, and the next day another volatile flip up, or vice versa, depending on the market. But the grains are pretty quiet. Wheat's kind of giving up some ground from what it has for highs today. It has yet to take out last week's highs, and of course it has yet to take out last week's low. In the corn, we're seeing the May contract get right up under the highs that we had right off of the report, right after the report, that 666 and three quarters. And, of course, that's a psychological number, but the market's been right up under it and has fizzled back a little bit, pretty quiet, while the beans are trying to stabilize and still put a little more weather premium into the market. Bottom line, and it's the new or the old crop beans, the May contract that still is the dynamic one, and, of course, July following on its heels as they gain against the November beans. It's the time of year where the bull spreads or the inverted spreads continue to grow. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.